Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
The captain, ticket.
Hey, you,
93.7. Let it go, Nick. Let it go, Nick.
Go ahead.
Let it go, Nick.
Go
Let
ahead.
Go.
Go ahead. Turn
Let
it up.
Go, Nick.
Turn it up.
Let it go.
Turn it up.
Let it go, Nick.
Hey, do you know Nick's first nickname when he got here?
No.
Boy, boy, the kid.
Oh boy.
It is.
Boy, boy, the kid. Come on, man. We back. I don't know what I walked into.
Yes, sir.
We're back, man. We are back.
Rico's over here. You doing wrestling chants? You in trouble?
Rico's got a Nintendo hat on,
right? Like
he went straight Nintendo on him today.
He went Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Straight Nintendo. Like, he did go Hacksaw too.
He loves it.
Which I'm kind of disappointed because Nick, what was your top four wrestlers?
I don't have a top. I don't know anything.
You don't know four wrestlers?
Probably not.
Oh, man. Nick said he don't watch fake stuff.
When did I say that?
You just did. You said you don't watch wrestling.
I don't know much about it.
Nick's favorite four wrestlers: Goldust, Rikishi.
What? Continue, Rico.
You're wrong. Like, he just insulted you and you don't even know why.
I figured he did. That's why I turned his mic off.
Yeah, cut his mic.
He's going to write it down. That's hilarious. He went straight with Goldust. Which Goldust? Is it thong and panties Goldust? Is it blonde hair Goldust?
It doesn't matter.
Long blonde hair Goldust. Short.
It doesn't matter. It's Goldust.
Short hair Goldust with the black hairspray in between. Rikishi.
What are we doing here?
We're having fun in the world. Oh, the boogeyman.
Yeah, I'm here.
He got the boogeyman.
I'm kind of in a bad mood, too.
That's why I'm picking on you.
Man.
Yeah, what's your deal,
BJ? You walked in the room with all the funk on.
All the negative energy?
No, man.
It's not negative energy. It's just funk energy, man.
That's why I picked you. You missed me yesterday. Go ahead and say it. It's all right.
At the Wingstop.
Yeah.
Dealing with the wings
yesterday. Ain't bring me no wings.
They don't taste good when they cold. You got to get them hot.
I would disagree.
Yeah, you're right. They taste good cold.
Bring me no wings,
and we have
man.
A microwave, huh?
Bring me no wings. Zero wings. Like, zero. Like, he didn't bring me, like, a box of bones to, like, let me think about what
to even
he
smell
ate.
Them.
January 3rd.
What happened?
That date is forever sketched into my heart and my mind because of the greatest comeback many, many moons ago with Buffalo and knowing, people that played in that game.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter being born on that day, January 3rd. My son being born on that day, January 3rd. And I started at the ticket with you guys on January 3rd.
Purposeful.
Yeah.
Synchronicity.
Nick, how was your birthday?
It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Casino? You win some money.
$15.
Jeez. Well, at least you didn't lose.
That's what I said.
I mean,
I should have won a lot more.
Take it with a grain of salt. Some people walk out of there and their whole pockets is busted.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, Moss.
Gamblers Anonymous.
Yeah, 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Hey, listen. I used to always wonder to myself. Now, listen, gambling, you shouldn't. I don't condone gambling.
Neither do I.
And I think at the end of the day, no, I'm not. At some point, you got to know when to run. Know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. Thanks, Nick.
I thought it was nowhere to hide.
You better count your blessings.
I thought it was nowhere to hide.
We
both got it.
Nick, come on, man. There, why are they trying to split this happy marriage up, man? We vibing.
No, look, I'm like the dude in the Tim Allen show that sits across the fence and all you see is his hat. And he raises over and asks you, are you two okay? Are you sure that's what you meant?
Let me turn my hat backwards. I don't know what this little hat is. It's a black hat, but we'll throw that away. Anyway, I had Tyrone Hughes on today.
I'm thrilled.
Hey,
about
you
that.
Knew? Did you know Coach Osborne played for the Washington Redskins?
I told you, literally on your show.
You did too
on your show.
So, did you know some of his stats?
I do. He had 2 touchdown passes.
Caught.
2 touchdown passes. Caught.
2 touchdown passes.
Started for 8 games one season, 9 the next. Caught passes from 2 legendary quarterbacks. Yeah. Yeah, I love the connection.
Shout out to Coach Osborne again. We did his little birthday. He had a great birthday party.
Oh, you guys were right. It is no one to run several times.
Yeah. Phew. Oh, he went. Thanks, Nick.
Yep. Well, I had to check it out. Check. No, you got it right.
Fact check.
No, you got it right.
On the spot.
If I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong.
Spot check. Yep. That ain't. That's a fact spot check.
No, I just – like, you guys are right.
Thanks, man.
I would have sang
Good job,
it wrong.
Nick.
No,
good job,
bravo!
BJ.
Well done.
That's that 222-22.
Yep.
You know, I was. I'm here for you. Like I ain't gonna, you know, just put bad stuff out there and not admit I was wrong.
Yeah, I know.
I was wrong, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
I had a good time at Wingstop though, Jake.
You did. You
had
forgot
people
all
doing
about
push-ups.
You forgot all about the little people.
I thought I could have. The last time I checked, I could have swore somebody came over there and got a bag of food. Now, where that landed when it got here. It's probably the same place the enchiladas.
Yeah, DP. I did have yesterday off, but I'm pretty sure Rico tweeted a picture out of wings at the station.
Yeah.
So I think Rico needs to have more questions.
Here's what I know. Here's what
ate up the wings, Rico.
Here's what I've learned. And before Rico does this, here's what I've learned. That I bring a lot of stuff here that somehow gets open and shared openly, without the same return. And I have to be clear in saying, look, man, if there is a bag of candy in the back that was there, that was going to be used to fill a birthday box for somebody that day, right?
Father.
With an unopened bag, and then you show up, and imagine packing this said box, and then having this open bag, like how shady, how janky would I be considered to put an open bag of candy? And
it's like,
and
this is what we had left.
And here's the
Father.
Thing. Well, there was to go further. There was a 12 pack of small Cokes in there, and this person loved Cokes. And so when we put those Cokes, like 2 of them in there, they were gone too. And I'm amazed at the freedom that people feel.
They can just take stuff.
I don't.
From you,
I don't. Just go in my crib. Go in my crib and take my stuff.
Hey,
not
you
only
eat
take
your cornbread.
It, right? Take it and then not replace it. Like that part.
How do you replace it? Well, I guess you can bring it back.
I was like you say people. It's
and,
one person though.
And then
DP.
Bring.
Ooh, who's
no,
the
no,
culprit?
No, no, no. There's another one over.
Who's
there.
The culprit?
Oh, really?
Right. So then
he helps me eat
so
that
then,
stuff.
So then here's the thing. So we come in, we bring stuff, right? And you would think that through all of what would happen, they would be like, you know what? DP always giving us stuff. I'll give Rashawn credit. Rashawn was like, hey, let me bring this brother a piece of pizza or something.
Pizza? Yeah. Wait, right. Stop for a minute.
No,
stop.
No, I'm not done.
Okay, but
the enchiladas was fire, right? The dip is fire. Like, you actually stand
okay.
up. But
macaroni
there's a bunch
cheese.
Of people in here who always have empty hands when they walk in the door and full hands when they leave. And I'm just saying, I'm paying attention.
Did you get a piece of the birthday cake?
No, I did not.
Oh, I didn't either.
Oh, Rico, you were supposed to put it on a Tupperware.
And I put it in the fridge for you. I put it in that container you told me to put it in.
Good. I was going to say, man.
Just saying.
Because I told Rico to get it in the Tupperware.
So, Rashawn, thank you for being a grown-up.
Yeah, man.
And being responsible.
Hey, man. You scratch my back, I'm scratching yours. I'm going to bring something good.
You know, here's another thing about Rashawn.
I got fruit today.
Listeners, let me tell you something good about Rashawn. So, Rashawn comes in here, and when the trash cans are full, Rashawn will say it out loud. Now, mind you. Everybody here knows how much stuff they put in these trash cans around this office. So this morning, Jake Sorensen was like, let me go and empty trash cans. Now, the door was closed, so he couldn't exactly do his thing. Rico, there's somebody out front. Can you? I don't know. And the one trash can they couldn't get was the one in studio. So Rashawn walks in. First thing he did, what grown-ups do, he checks the room. What I'm trying to figure out is why all these other grown-ups can't look at a trash can and know it's full and it needs to be thrown away. So, again, Rashawn.
People get busy.
Thank you. Rashawn, thank you for you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I know I'm going to throw a bunch of stuff in the trash can, right? I know that. I mean, I got bags. I got fruit.
Joe Davis, don't make me come at you. So, Joe says this. I drop off a lot of stuff there that no one shares with me, so I don't want to hear it, DP. Let me say something. Your daughter came through here and came in, and she left with hands full. Every time your kids show up here, they leave with hands full. Your wife show up here, hands full.
Your daughter left with a lot of cakes. I don't know where they went.
Cakes and shoes.
I don't know where they went.
And shoes. She left with shoes. So, Joe Davis, you know how much I love you.
You got to talk to somebody else about that.
Yeah, don't make me on a Thursday.
Right, there's some coquito in the fridge that I brought you, and you still ain't took it home.
All you got to do is bring fruits and vegetables, and nobody
is expecting you and Priscilla to crack it.
No, that was yours.
No, but that's literally my plan.
What are we talking
about? And I didn't expect to miss 2 weeks of you and Priscilla. So, you know what? But I also brought you.
Don't be eating an apple in the microphone.
Hey, Rashawn, he gets bottles of wine.
I'm listening.
He gets bottles of wine
and
to share with Priscilla.
Last week was the first time I took it home. She took the other one home.
Come on, man. It's a little suspect.
I've taken one.
A little suspect, sorry.
So,
she gets the
Priscilla,
others.
Priscilla, you could have left one of them for us.
Right?
Just one.
I took one.
Priscilla?
Was it good wine?
Yeah. It was
delicious.
They invited you on their show? Because it's their show now.
It's her show.
No, it's their
she
show.
Says
no.
the, it's her show. She it's says the show. Invites. Whatever. She tells me who to book, and I try to book them.
Well, it's now, their show.
You know how much BS he just said?
Yeah.
You know how much BS he said?
No. Nope.
Come that on, she her tells show. Him who to book, and he books him.
Man,
wait a minute.
He said I try to book.
Boy, no. It's a tough deal.
Who's booked
here
for tonight?
Nobody now. There was a plan
He's
in place.
Responsible for the booking.
There was,
but nobody's booked because she hasn't given him anybody.
Plan in place.
The garbage.
You
the garbage
are
can.
Hilarious.
There was a plan in place.
You
but,
are hilarious.
It just didn't work.
You are hilarious.
Hey man, you see what Chris said?
Chris says you shouldn't keep score. You know what? Those are receipts.
It's a difference.
There's a difference between keeping score and keeping receipts. I have receipts.
Hey, I brought apple pie.
You have receipts.
Oh my
God.
That's like you saying you have a black friend. You can name the one time you have the one black friend.
I brought
friend
apple
you have.
Pie. I brought you coquito.
No,
I brought you some stuff. No, I got
he
you.
He can name it.
I haven't brought
that,
as much.
Is that true, Rico?
I haven't brought as much. I brought
you only
a couple.
Got one black friend, Rico.
I am the black friend.
Oh God.
I told you I went to Kearney. I am the black friend.
He's always.
You're like, always the black
like,
friend.
And he gets mad when another black friend shows up.
He said, these are my white people.
He goes, these are my white people. I am the black friend.
That explains a lot right now.
Look, hey.
Now
look,
I know why you're crazy enough to bet me that you can beat me in 100 and give me a 20-yard head start.
Hey,
now I know.
I went to Mars in South Omaha for middle
Ooh,
school, so I was surrounded by people of my own. Then I went to Bellevue West for high school. Then I went to Kearney for college. So it's been a while.
And another thing, and this look, I'm in a saucy mood. I'm going to leave so Vashon can do his thing, and I can go get some sleep because I was here till way too late last night.
Mm. Oh, man.
But let me say this. Just because you change where you text into this show, if you think you can be smarmy enough around me and sarcastic enough around me that I won't give you the business, look, my heart is good. But when you want to get saucy with me, my middle name is Bernays.
Ooh.
I will get saucy with you, partner, and I will shut you down.
Ooh.
So as I've said 100 times, when you approach me like a grown-up, and I will treat you as said grown-up. You treat me, you act childish, I'm going to treat you childish. I'm a grown man.
DP text, whipping up text, that gumbo.
Text, hey, man, look, don't get saucy
big
with
pot,
me, Bernays.
Big pot of
Bernays,
gumbo.
Bernays. Not
DP's
having it.
Gumbo. Here,
not having
here's
it.
Some.
So,
here's some for you.
Yeah,
take delicious.
Take that.
Please, sir, may I have some more?
Hey, I'm going to leave in love. I'm going to leave in love. I'm fist bumping everybody. Nick, give me some. Rico through the glass, baby. Boom. Let's do it.
Dang,
hey, have a great Thursday. I will look, guess what?
Take it to break.
I'm going to sleep.
Take it to break. Take it to break.
Love first.
Take it to the bridge.
Love first.
Take it to the bridge.
Love last.
Take it to the bridge.
And in between?
Take it to the bridge.
Love more.
Take it to the bridge.
Go big.
Take it to the bridge.
Gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.